This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God will take you to the brink sometimes only to show you that He has you. We're kicking off a brand new series on expectations as we begin the Advent season. So this is a good time for you to be expecting great things from God. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about when the Israelites fled Egypt after being in slavery for more than 400 years. When God guided them out of Egypt, He didn't take them on a logical path, like from point A to point B. Instead, He led them on a more roundabout way. And the same can be true for you. You have a problem and you're like, God, please fix this thing already. But He leads you on a more roundabout way. So the path that God leads the Israelites on landed them between the wilderness and the Red Sea. When the Israelites saw Pharaoh's army marching towards them, they panicked because they figured they had nowhere to run but into the Red Sea. God brought them to the brink only to reveal that in the end, He had them. Just as they feared the worst, God instructed Moses to hold his staff over the Red Sea, and a path opened up for them to walk through on dry ground. So today I'm asking you, is God leading you to the brink? If so, begin expecting great things for Him and watch for His awesome power to be revealed in your situation. And as you do that, hold on to these words. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. Psalm 34:17. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, keep your expectations high.